We're doing the Ramban to Hashem to Mima, page Kuf Samach Zayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Tes in the Beit Hayayin edition, Kuf Mem Beis in the Chazon Yoel edition. Furthermore, there is an even greater concept than everything we've discussed until now that the Torah enlightens us about. And that is that great wisdom that is hidden from all living creatures and is wider than the sea. And that's the Kabbalistic concept that the whole Torah is God's names. And every parsha has a specific name of Hashem within it. That name is what was used to create that thing on Asabo, or it was done with that, or through that name, that thing continues being existent. And some of these secrets are written down in a book called Shimush Torah, שמפרש בפרשיות שימוש כל אחד מהן, that speaks in each parsha how you use each of these names, והשם היוצא ממנה, and what name comes out of that parsha, ואיך יוצא ממנה, how it's derived from that parsha, ואיך משתמשים בו, and how you use that name. Okay, wow. אבל יש לנו קבלה שיותר ממה שכתוב בספר הוא הם השמות. But our tradition is that there's more to the names of Hashem than are written in that book. שכל התורה כולה מבראשית עד לעיני כל ישראל כולה שמות. That the whole Torah is really different variations of Hashem's name. כגון, שנאמר, as though, let's take an example. In the Torah it says, בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. So you could break up the letters differently. ברא שית, ברא אלק, ימה, וכיוצא בזה. So, the verse can be read as the Bara Sheet, God created in 6 days. Bara Alak, I don't know what that means, and I don't know what Yama is. And so there are other examples where if you only know how to break up the words, so then the words have other indications, secret meanings. And that's why we say that if a Sefer Torah is missing even one letter or has one letter extra, the Sefer Torah is disqualified, because really the letters are not only expressing the words you see, there are far greater, deeper concepts that are contingent on the Torah being written exactly correct.
I thought it was not too little, and if it's odd, it's not kosher.
Correct. ואילו כתב אדם, השם ימלוך לעולם ועד, מלא בוו, and if a person would write, השם ימלוך לעולם ועד, and the word ימלוך is written without a vav, and the word לעולם is written without a vav, but he adds the vav over there, so even though technically, the way we pronounce it remains the same, with the vav or without the vav. But nonetheless, פסל ספר תורה שלו, by adding that vav, he disqualified the whole Torah that he wrote. The guy thinks, I didn't do anything wrong. I just left the Torah, I added something. No, you disqualified the whole Torah. And Moshe's knowledge of Torah was the greatest knowledge that a human being can have in this realm, in the secrets of how one can combine the letters of Torah to form Hashem's different names. וכן בנביאים פרשת המרכבה של יחזקאל יוצאים השמות של פתחי היכלות. And in the prophets, from the whole story of Ezekiel, from there you have God's hidden names that are called Pitchei Heichalot, the openings to the palace, if you want to call it that. Umi Parshat HaBik'ah, and from the story in Ezekiel of Ezekiel standing in Bik'at Dura, in the valley of Dura, and witnessing the bodies coming back to life, Yotze Hashem Shebo Adam Chaye Amet, from there you could derive God's name which can be used to resurrect the dead. ודבר נודע לרבים כי מפסוקי ויישא ויבוא ויית יוצא שם שלהם בית שמות. People know that there are those verses in Shmos that indicate God's hidden name of 72 letters, שבו משתמשים חסידי הדורות היודעים אותו, למית ולחיות, לנטוש ולנטוץ, להביד ולהרוס, לבנות ולנטוע. The pious people of the generations, they know how to use that name, and they can use that name to cause death and life, to destroy and to build, to etc. So there's that hidden name that has all these different powers to it, and that's all hidden in there. So the Ramban, who was a Kabbalist, says, the Torah, aside from all the great wisdoms that the Torah gives us that we described until now, there's another element of wisdom, that hidden wisdom, the wisdom of the secrets of the Torah, the wisdom of the hidden names of Hashem that are within the Torah, that the Torah is also teaching us, that give us capacity to do certain things, but the greatness is in that holiness, the great hidden aspect of the Torah.